So, of course, our thoughts are totally encompassed by the themes of Chanukah. You know, every Yontif that we have, it's so important to try to grab up all of the spiritual ideas and spiritual growth that we can. And Chanukah is replete with many, many ideas. I want to share with you one idea, which I guess directly you don't see how necessarily it connects to Chanukah, but perhaps we could explain how it does. Right after the Mabel, very, very famous story happens that Noach gets drunk. You may remember that story from Parshas Noach. So Noach gets drunk and he becomes uncovered. And Torah says, famous pasuk, Noach, the pasuk says, Vayikach Shem Vayevis es Hasimla. Vayikach Shem Vayevis es Hasimla. Vayisimah Shem Shnehem Vayokhu Acharonis. Vayichasu es Ervas Aviyem. So the Torah says that Shem and Yefes took a garment and they walked backwards and they covered over their father without looking at him. And Canaan apparently, Chum, Torah says, Vayar Chum, Avi Canaan, he didn't do anything. Chum just, Vayagadishnech, Chazal say maybe he did something very bad. But in the Torah, it doesn't say that he did anything. Shem and Yefes, they did it. So Noach woke up, and that's probably where Chazal got it from. He got all upset at Canaan, Ayomar Oru Canaan, and then the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. Shem gets a blessing. Yaft Elokim Liyefes V'yishkon Ba'olei Shem. May Hashem give beauty to Yefes V'yishkon Ba'olei Shem. And may that beauty, or may Yefes, dwell in the tents of Shem. Very strange on its face what happened over here. Again, the Torah says, Shem and Yefes took the garment. Canaan just like, doesn't say what Chum did. Chum just, you know, simple pshat as he washed. Chazal say he did something very bad. Sirso, Rivo, Chazal say he committed a sexual act with him. But from the Chumash, you don't see, okay, Canaan gets cursed. And the blessing, the Mida, connected Mida over here is that, Yefes, you're going to get beauty, and you're going to dwell in the tents of Shem. Question is, how is that make sense considering Shem V'Yefes? So you're probably familiar with the fact that Chazal pointed out that Rashi already quotes that somehow there was a difference between the way Shem and Yefes dealt with this situation. The Torah goes out of Torah to say Vayikach Shem V'Yefes, Vayikach in the singular. It should have said Vayikhu, they took. From the fact that it says Vayikach, so Rashi already quotes Inks of Vayikhu. The Gemara of Sanhedrin, Limit al Shem, Shinis Amates, B'mitzvah, Yosem Yefes. Shem had strengthened the mitzvah more than Yefes. Lekach Zachu Banu Blatal Shel Tzitzis, V'Yefes Zachu L'Kfur. So, Shem and Yefes had different reactions. Shem, he was an actor in this case. He acted. He right away saw a situation in his moral compass awakened in him a desire to do what had to be done. Yefes went along. He saw Shem acting. So Yefes went along and did that which was already in vogue, that which was already happened. So Shem was an actor. Yefes was a reactor. And then what does Noach respond? And he says, Yaft Elokim li Yefes v'yishkon ba'olei Shem. That Yefes, the act that you did was very nice. You did the right act. At least you followed the right person. At least you that was good what you did. The act was beautiful, was merit of beauty. But v'yishkan ba'olei Shem, your beauty is always going to dwell in the tents of shame. Mida keneged mida, just like you went along with shame, so your beauty is not going to have inherent value, it's always going to be in the service of Shem. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Megillah uses this pasuk to teach us that although a Sefer Torah has to be written in Hebrew, there's one opinion in the Mishnah that says a Sefer Torah can actually be written in Greek also. Because of Yaft Elokim L'Yefes, Yefes, you have beauty, the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Yaft Elokim L'Yefes, V'yishkan Ba'olei Shem, that the beauty of Yefes will always be used in the service, will dwell in the tents of shame, will always be used in the service of shame. Because Yefes was, one of Yefes's children was Yavan, the Greeks. The Greeks came from Yefes. So the Gemara learns out from this pasuk that a Sefer Torah could be written in Greek. Very, very strange that of all the languages in the world, Dafka, Greek, that a Sefer Torah could be written in Greek. So what's going on over here? So perhaps we can suggest, aside from the obvious message here about acting and reacting, that how important it is for a person to always have his own moral compass dictate that which what he does. When he sees something going on, he has to act, not just to wait to see what everybody else does. But apparently this trait of like reacting is associated with the Greeks, is associated with Greece. So what's that all about? So perhaps we can suggest as follows. The whole idea of Greek culture, the idea of Greek culture was that in Greek culture, man is the center of the universe. Man is the center of the universe. If you think about all the things that the Greeks were very into and that they introduced to the world, the Greeks were very interested in art, in man's artistic ability. The Greeks made tremendous advances in the sciences. The sciences are a discussion of man's understanding of nature, man's understanding of the human body, man's understanding of nature, man's understanding of how things work. The Greeks are the ones who brought Olympics to the world. Olympics are originally a Greek idea. What's Olympics is celebrating the human body, celebrating the body. The Greeks were very into this. Even the Greek gods were really just like superhumans, right? The Greek gods could love, they could hate. There was the god of love, the god of hate, because if the human being is the center of the world, so God is basically just like a superhuman. The gods could also love, they could also hate, they could also fight, they could also, because they had human characteristics, because the Greek conception of a god is really a human. The Greeks were very into philosophy. Philosophy are the thoughts of man, whatever man thinks. Plato and Aristotle, the great Greek philosophers. The Greeks valued that which is physical, certainly, and the Greeks also valued especially that ultimate physical being, man. Man is the center of the universe. So maybe one can suggest that in this story with Shem and Yefes, we already see, once Shem acted with his own moral compass. Shame had only one direction to go, and that's the way the Jews are supposed to make their decisions about what to do, based on our own moral compass. We know what right and wrong is. We don't look to the world to see what's going on in the world, and we act. We act based on what we know to be our own moral principles. We act on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do in the Torah, what the Torah teaches us to do. That's our moral compass. That's our higher authority. Yefes represents the Greeks who said, well, once a human being is doing it, once it's out in the world, once this is something that people do, so we'll jump in as well. And that's the idea of the Greeks, that once shame did it, so it became part of what was done. So once somebody did it, once man decided this was an act that made sense to do, so Yefes said, yeah, makes sense. I'm going to do that as well. This is where the philosophy of the Greeks already, the roots of that philosophy was already whatever was accepted in the world, whatever the world, whatever people are doing, whatever people are thinking, whatever people are glorifying in themselves, that's what the Greeks put emphasis on. And the Mida Keneged Mida is, we do believe that these things are important. We do believe that these things have value. We do believe that wisdom, the wisdom of man, human wisdom has value. But that's what the Torah says. Yaf Elokim Liefes. Yefes, you will have beauty. You will have beauty. Looking around and seeing how nature works, how this world works, how the human body works, all of this stuff is valuable. But it's only valuable v'yishkon ba'ol eshem. It's not valuable as an end within itself. This is one of our clashes with Greek culture. The Greeks believed that these things had value in and of themselves. that science was worth studying for science's sake, that sports were worth being involved in for sports' sake, just for sports' sake. The Olympics, that was really the introduction of sports in the world, came from the Greeks. That sports has value for sports' sake because this is what people want to do. This is building the human body. This is glorifying the physical. But we believe these things are important. This physical world that Hashem put us in, this physical body that Hashem put us in, these things are important. The yishkon v'ol eishem, only when they're used in service of that higher authority. Just like shame got schlepped, just like Yefes got schlepped along with shame. So the Mida Keneged Mida is all of Greek beauty should be used, should be schlepped along with in the tents of shame. Yafes, and that's why a Sefer Torah, whole thing, Sefer Torah, which embodies that which is the holiest thing that we have, can be written in Greek, perhaps exactly to show this lesson that these ideas of Greece, the beauty, there really is beauty. There really is beauty. It's great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get involved in the world, and he wants us to understand the world, and he wants us to use our intellects to understand the world, and he wants to use our creativity to have art and to participate in sports and these things, only when they're used in the service of Hashem. Only when they're used. So there's a beautiful Svarno, if you don't know the beautiful Svarno, about the menorah, the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Torah says in Bahaloscha, we're going to lay in the end of Hanukkah, we're going to lay in these psukim, right? El mol pnei ha-menorah yi'u shiva saneros. But there were seven, right? It's a little confusing. Our menorahs have eight branches. The one in the Beis HaMikdash had seven branches, right? So the seven, so the Torah seems to say, according to some of the Mepharshim, what this pasuk means is that the three candles on the right and the three wicks on the left, they all had to point to the middle. So the question is why? Why they have to point to the middle? So the Svarno has this beautiful imagery where he talks about the Maiminim and the Masmi'ilim. He says those on the right and those on the left all have to be pointing towards the middle, towards the Ner Emtzai, which was pointing straight up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He understands it's a little questionable. You read the Svarno, who he thinks the Maiminim and the Masmi'ilim are. But Pashup Shat, the Maiminim are the people who devote their lives exclusively to Torah. And the Masmi'ilim are those who are involved in the world, those who are involved in providing, and those people, they both have to be facing the middle. This is the imagery of the menorah, that any kind of human endeavor, all human endeavor, is all valuable, as long as it's pointing towards the middle. And I think that we, who live in the modern world a lot, we have to be very, very careful about this, and especially on Hanukkah time, we have to be very, very careful about valuing that which exists in the physical world, valuing that which man glorifies, valuing sports, valuing art, valuing literature, valuing science, all the things that we value, not to value them as entities, as ends in their own right. But to realize, the Torah says, Yafta l'kim l'yefes, there is beauty in yefes, but v'yishkan ba'ol eishem. All of this is supposed to be used only in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as a value in its own right. And people get carried away, I mean, with sports, people get carried away with their secular pursuits, people get carried away with their jobs, people get carried away with so much they can get carried away with in life. And we have to remember that this is the whole thing that we fought for. The whole thing that we fought for was lo b'chayil v'lo b'choach ki im b'ruchi, the Navi Zechariah says, that the physical world and physical might and physical power and these people who we look up to, the sports people and powerful people who we look up to, this is not the Jewish way. Lo b'chayav, lo b'koach, ki im ruchi. We are a spiritual people. We are a people that values the spirit. We are a people that values that which is spiritual. And we're supposed to use everything in this physical world just to elevate it, just to find the kedusha in it, to somehow figure out some way. I'll just close with one final thought. It was just so it. Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Jonathan, Rabbi Dr. Jonathan Sachs, not to be Lord, confused. Lord, yeah, not to be confused. Rabbi Yonason Sachs, Shalita. So he suggested the following beautiful idea, al derech hadrush, that you know, the Gemara says that if you only have money for one candle, and it's Erev Shabbos, you have Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, which one should you do? So the Gemara says, Ner Shabbos is adif, because Shalom Bayis trumps. He said so beautifully how Ner Chanukah symbolizes the military victory, military might. And Ner Shabbos symbolizes the peace in the home, the relationship that one has with his, the light. Ner Chanukah is the light of the military victory, and Ner Shabbos is the light of the peace inside the Jewish home. Whenever we match up, whenever we measure up a military victory versus peace in one's home, so the peace in the home, the Judaism believes in the importance of the victory of the light of the Jewish home, of the peace of the Jewish home. We celebrate that which is spiritual. We celebrate our relationships. We celebrate our homes. We're trying to infuse our homes with this spirit of Kedusha. The world, the military victories, these are important. We need, of course, Klal Yisrael Tzahal. We have to have an army. We have to fight. We have to be involved in the physical world. We have to learn the nuances of how to shoot. We have to learn how to shoot. We have to have a standing army. We have to use everything in this world. But we use it all for the sake of the ultimate spiritual purpose, of the ultimate light of being able to raise a family, to raise a family of Shomri Torah and Mitzvot, to raise a family who have the right values, who are going to be actors and not reactors to the world. So hopefully this Chanukah, among all the other things that we think about, we can think about the importance of being actors and think about the importance of acting on our own moral compass, not waiting just to see what's around in the world. And Adarabha, everything that is around in the world, we should use in service of that moral compass, in service of that higher purpose. I want to wish everybody a Freilich and Chanukah. And so we'll take a little break. People are on vacation. We'll take a little break. And when we come back from vacation, we'll see you again for the Shiurim and for the Hashem.